Welcome to the official podcast of the Hoffeld Group. Your host is the CEO and Chief Sales Trainer of the Hoffeld Group, David Hoffeld.
Welcome to the official podcast of the Hoffeld Group, where we provide you with powerful sales insights that are based upon proven science and will help you sell more. I'm your host, the CEO and Chief Sales Trainer at the Hoffeld Group, David Hoffeld. Everyone wants to be influential. Each of us desire to communicate in a way that inspires others to listen and then act upon our ideas. It doesn't matter whether you are attempting to sell your product or service, convince your child to clean his or her room, or persuade your boss to give you a raise. You are constantly attempting to influence others. Because influence is so ingrained in human communication, your ability to influence others will determine your level of success and the quality of your life. Today, we are going to talk about three easy-to-execute, practical, and powerful scientific principles that will amplify your ability to influence others. Principle number one, labeling. Labeling is when one assigns a label to another and then requests behavior that is consistent with the label. There have been many research studies that have confirmed that when the principle of labeling is correctly applied, it produces astonishing results. For example, scientific studies have found that labeling increases voter turnout, academic performance, and charitable giving. I have seen salespeople use labeling to prompt an unresponsive prospect into quickly responding to their call or email. Though there are many ways you can apply this principle, one of the simplest is to praise the behavior you want to increase. As a general rule, when you praise someone for behaving a certain way, it is far more persuasive than reprimanding them for not acting as you desire. The reason that labeling is so influential is that when one communicates that he or she has a positive image of another person, that person will begin to see themselves through that positive viewpoint. For instance, if a coworker reveals to you that she thinks you're generous and that she admires that quality about you, most likely you'll think to yourself, "Yeah, she's right. I am a giving person." Now imagine if a short time later, this same coworker approached you and asked if she could borrow something. Do you think you'd be more likely to comply with her request or less likely? Scientific studies have consistently shown that the rate of compliance with such a request would be extremely high because this request is asking you to act in a way that is in line with the previously disclosed positive label. A second potent, yet often overlooked way to positively influence someone is to reveal to that person that you genuinely like him or her. For example, think back to a time when you found out that another person said something positive about you. Did your view of that person change? If you're like most people, almost instinctively, you begin to look more favorably upon that person. That is because of the verified, scientifically proven social norm that we like those who like us. The reason that likability matters is because scientific research has shown that your ability to influence another is enhanced when that person perceives you in a positive way. As Sigmund Freud profoundly summarized, one cannot explain things to unfriendly people. However, it is imperative that when you demonstrate that you like another person, that you do so in a truthful manner. A shallow, disingenuous compliment is easy to recognize and ultimately counterproductive. A straightforward method for showing that you genuinely like another person is to simply identify something about the person that you sincerely admire. This could be anything from his or her clothing, work performance, physical features, or character quality. Once you have detected something that you honestly like, verbally communicate it to that person. This behavior will cause your interaction to be enriched and amplify your ability to positively influence this individual. A third, highly prominent principle of influence is social proof. Social proof is a well-established principle that has been scientifically studied for over 100 years. Social scientists define social proof as the belief that an idea or behavior is correct to the extent that others engage in it. It's why people are drawn to best-selling books, blockbuster movies, busy restaurants, and businesses that have many satisfied customers. The principle of social proof is so well established that even large companies seek to use it to influence consumers. Ford Motor Company gave away Ford Focus cars to some key influencers so they would be seen driving the car. Hebrew National also sought to activate social proof when it hired mom squads to host hot dog get-togethers for friends. Even the marketing firm that promotes Red Bull energy drink attempted to market Red Bull by filling up popular sidewalk trash cans with empty Red Bull cans. To trigger social proof, you must demonstrate to the person you are attempting to influence that others, preferably in his or her own peer group, have embraced the idea or are engaging in the behavior you're advocating. When referencing those who have acted in accordance with your suggestion, you can use phrases such as "a lot of people" or state the individual's names. This will magnify the persuasiveness of your request because you have positioned what you are recommending as the safe, normal thing to do. Also, by leveraging social proof in your favor, you have made not embracing the proposed idea or behavior abnormal. In summary, your ability to influence others is an essential skill because information alone will rarely compel a person to act. What moves people is not mere information, but how that information is presented. This is supported by hundreds of scientific studies that have conclusively proven that a person's perception and interpretation of a persuasive message is shaped by how that message is conveyed. Through utilizing the three powerful, scientifically proven principles that I've shared with you today, you will guide others in responding more favorably to you and the ideas you communicate. Thanks for listening. I'm David Huffield, Chief Sales Trainer here at the Huffield Group, reminding you, selling is too important to be based on anything other than proven science.